The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Do you want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray and Aviana Barrientos. It's just the three of us opening the show today.
Hey.
Hey.
How's it going? You feeling okay?
Yeah, it's a little better. Oh my gosh. I was cleaning up rice this morning out of my daughter's bedroom and I threw my back out. And
Diamond, have you seen her yet?
I saw her walking down the hall.
Yeah.
Very slowly, I'm sure.
Oh my gosh. So Avi was giving me all these stretching exercises before we went live. But I mean, I was moaning like a cow giving labor. I swear.
How did it happen? Were you just bending over a little too much?
Well, that's how it always happens. Like you're bending over to make the bed I've heard so many stories where I just bent over to throw something in the basket and, you know.
And bam.
And it just gets me. And it's always on my left side, too. So, but I cross my legs a lot.
It's probably because you cross
your legs. I cross my legs a lot. And I haven't been working out because I've been really sick for a couple of weeks. I'm getting better. And I'll just put it out there. You know, I had shingles.
Yeah.
And I had it really bad. And I thought I was going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're in a lot of pain.
Oh my gosh. And there's people out there listening, I know. And then the people would say, don't you get that when you're old? I'm like, no. First of all, I'm not that old. And secondly, a lot of people in their 30s get it. And even their 20s now, because we are just so not well as a country. Seriously.
We're bombarded with all these other external things.
That contribute. And, you know, the one of the biggest contributors is emotional stress, in which I have been under a tremendous, more stress lately than I've ever been on in my life. And I've been under some pretty big stress. We all have. I mean, we all have our stories. We all have, you know, things that we've had to overcome, which makes me think about Sam Morris, who's actually going to be on the show today. He is going to be talking about addiction and the road to recovery. I mean, this guy's he's fought cancer twice.
Yeah.
So you want to talk about stress.
That's crazy.
But shingles is very painful if you've never had it before. And I didn't take any pain relief for, I don't know, 5 or 6 days until somebody said to me after I tore my stomach up from when I finally did start taking it, I took ibuprofen. It tore my stomach up within a couple of days because I'm just not used to taking anything like that.
And
I think it was like, was it you?
Yeah.
Avi said, where's the kratom? I said, oh, God, I forgot all about kratom.
And it helped, right?
And it did. And so I went to this little local store at Central and Knox Henderson by Fadi's Mediterranean Grill. I'm trying to think of what else.
CBD kratom, I think.
CBD kratom. I got 6 capsules of the pain one because I didn't want to buy a bunch in case it didn't work. And then I just was so, when you've got shingles, you're just like nerved out because I was in crisis, like pain crisis for days. I don't even know how I did that show on Monday.
You
said the pain never goes away, right? It's just continuous.
Yeah, it's like having a baby over and over and over again. That's what it feels like, except worse because there's no breaks. There's no time to breathe in between.
There's no contractions.
It's not like a contraction, then you get a chance to breathe. But yeah, I feel like I've been to hell and back in the last couple of weeks. We go through these things in life and we have to persevere. We have to have courage. We have to be strong. But kratom did work for me. So I took it. I was actually telling the pharmacist yesterday because I went to talk to the pharmacist. You'll laugh because, you know, I haven't taken the last time I took any type of prescription drug. It was an antibiotic. I actually didn't take it. It's a long story. But I was around someone who was on antibiotics and we were intimate. And I had a reaction from him being on an antibiotic, which sent me into anaphylactic shock. It's actually in a medical journal.
Yeah.
So I don't have and I got a horrible rash all over my whole body that lasted for months. The only place I didn't have it is on the palms of my hands and the bottoms of my feet. And so I'm scared to death of any prescription drugs. And so everybody said, you got to take that Zovirax. And there's a couple of different names for it. There's like 3 different pills that are antiviral. And I didn't want to take it. I didn't want to take it because, first of all, I read that it doesn't work after 72 hours anyway.
Yeah. And you were all over it.
I was reading everything. Of course, I was up all night. So, you know, I had plenty of time to read when I wasn't moaning. And but it's been brutal. But why are we talking about this? And then I threw my back out this morning. So, but
did you feel better yesterday?
I did feel a little better yesterday, but I'm going to get more kratom today. Because my back now, and I can't take ibuprofen. My stomach is absolutely torn up.
Yeah, stop that.
From even taking, and I didn't take very many. I only took 3 in the evening to help me sleep because I was up until 5 in the morning almost every day just rocking back and forth and moaning like through the night.
I mean, if the kratom helped, I might try it for myself.
Should, Diamond.
Oh my gosh. You know what? I'll pick you up some. I'm going to go there after I do the show today. But yeah, so I talked to the pharmacist yesterday and he, you know, assuaged my fears about taking it because this is funny. So I thought I'm trying to get my life back to normal after feeling like just like I've had this crazy couple of weeks of nothing. I was in pain crisis. I really was. And there is actually such a thing. Actually, a nurse told me that yesterday when I was getting an IV because I've been so stressed out and I started taking the pill. Okay, I took a pill and then as soon as I took it, one of the antiviral, let me start over. I'm really bad at telling stories sometimes.
It's okay.
Okay, so I went to the Tata Harper.
Little Cosbar face thing.
Like Cosbar meet and greet. But I put like 12 different products on my face all in a row, one after the other after the other. And so, and one of them had diamond dust in it. And I don't know if that caused what it was, but yesterday morning I woke up and there was a red spot on my face and I was like, oh my God, it's spreading. Oh my God, now I'm going to get it in another place because it was on this, because when you get shingles, it's only on one side of your body. Yeah. So I started freaking out and then I got my teeth cleaned yesterday morning too. So I wasn't sure if it was my teeth getting cleaned or all the oils that are
in pulling your skin apart.
Yeah, I don't know. But I had this little red spot and I was like, oh my gosh. And so I took one of the pills yesterday morning only to have like an anxiety attack afterwards because I was so freaked out that I was going to have like a side effect from it. And I didn't. And I went and I talked to the pharmacist at CVS. And I have to say, he was so nice. His name was Paul. He was really, really nice, really, really helpful. And so I'm going to take him for a few days just in case. Yeah, even though
doesn't it say that you shouldn't stop if you've already started taking it? Is that why?
It does say that on the outside. But he told me that that's really, you can stop taking them at any time. And it's the same, you know, it's the same prescription for herpes. Mm-hmm. Simplex too, and shingles. But shingles is painful, and it's brought on by stress. So the moral of this story is, do not let anyone in your life stress you out so much that you lose your mind and your health over it. And when you get in that situation, you need to pray and meditate is what you need to do, and find some sort of solace somewhere. So solace.
Yeah.
Solace.
Whatever works.
Know. But, you know, we've got a fantastic show today. And it feels good to actually talk about it.
Yeah.
It really does. It's good to get it out. You know, it is. Because I've healed. I've wanted to tell everybody. All of our listeners, I wanted them to know that, you know.
It's been rough.
But, you know, I got through it. And so, yay.
So you can, too.
But we've got a fantastic show coming up today. Sam Morris, as I said, he is the founder of Telos Lifestyle Coaching. He specializes in coaching people through early stages of recovery from addiction. He is also a certified mindset coach, a certified mindfulness practitioner, and certified personal trainer, and a certified nutritionist. This guy's got it all. And then we're going to be talking to Dr. Ian Smith again. He is the author of the number one New York Times bestselling book, Shred Diet Books, and The Clean 20. His newest book, 30 Days, 30 Foods, A New You, Clean and Lean. Can't wait to speak with him. He's incredibly educated. He's a graduate of Harvard, Columbia, and the University of Chicago's Pritzker School of Medicine. So we've got a fantastic show lined up for you. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, ketogenic metabolic nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. KetoMed.com. Honest Hemp. Happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Love it. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, and our special guest. He's back, Dr. Ian Smith. He is the author of the number one New York Times bestselling Shred Diet books and The Clean 20, his newest book, Clean and Lean, 30 Days, 30 Foods, A New You. He has created two national health initiatives, the 50 Million Pound Challenge and the Makeover Mile. Dr. Ian Smith has served two terms on President Obama's Council on Fitness, Sports, and Nutrition, and he is a graduate of Harvard, Columbia, and the University of Chicago's Pritzker School of Medicine. He is currently the medical contributor and co-host of the nationally syndicated television show, The Rachel Ray Show. His websites are shredlife.com, drianesmith.com. On Twitter, you can find him at Dr. Ian Smith and Instagram at Dr. Ian Smith. So great to have you back. How are you doing today, Dr. Smith?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me back. It's awesome.
Well, you know, I pulled all the condiments out of my refrigerator, and I have them here in a circle, because today we're talking about snacks and condiments. It's been a few weeks since you've been on the show last. So for the list of the new listeners maybe that are out there, can you refresh us on what the Clean and Lean program is?
Yeah, so Clean and Lean basically is a combination of two independent programs. It's one, clean eating, which means reducing the amount of processed ingredients in your food, eating foods as close as they come out of the ground, off of the tree, or walking around in the pasture. And the second program that's part of it is intermittent fasting. And that kind of program is not about starvation, by the way. It's about fasting. So you basically have periods of the day where you'll be eating three meals and three snacks, and then you'll have a period of the day where you'll be fasting, then you go back to eating. So it's an intermittent, you know, an alternating between eating and fasting. And the beauty of these two programs in combination is that the average weight loss in our Facebook group, which is Cleaner Get Leaner, the average weight loss is up to 15 pounds in 30 days. And people are lowering their blood pressure. They're lowering their blood sugars. And it's very flexible. I mean, we have diabetics, vegans, vegetarians, gluten-free. The program is flexible so that you can make things work for you.
Yeah. Well, I love that we're talking about this. How many people in this world don't love a good snack? And we're talking about snacks and condiments. So I'm a huge snacker. In fact, last night, you know, I got up out of bed and I went and got myself a bowl of the blue, they were like purple potato chips. I'm trying to think the name of the potato. I just said it a couple minutes ago and now I've lost it. But it was a blue potato chip or a purple potato chip, and they were baked in coconut oil. So I thought, well, that's at least it's a better bad choice. I think they're called heirloom.
The heirloom ones?
Or the heirloom. Yeah, the heirloom ones. They're made by, I think, Honest or
that
something
one?
Like that. Yeah, that's exactly the purple heirloom. And so they were so good. And so it was a better bad choice. And I felt good about it. What do you think?
Well, I say to people all the time that no one is perfect. And all my programs, I tell people, I don't expect you to be perfect. The program doesn't ask you to be perfect because I'm not perfect. And so the idea is that what we try to do is be good 70% of the time. That's an easy way of looking at it. Like, mm-hmm. You're always not going to make the perfect choice, but you try to make a better choice. And, you know, I also don't believe in being punitive. I don't believe in, if people make a mistake or they do something that's not the healthiest, I don't believe that the program should penalize them. And a lot of programs, unfortunately, are extremely rigid. If you have a bad day, you have a bad meal, you totally blow the program, it totally affects your results. With Clean and Lean, I have built into the program a cushion that says, hey, listen, you're going to have some fun foods. You're not going to follow it perfectly. Mm-hmm. And even if you don't follow it perfectly, you're still going to get great results. I mean, we have people, for example, who aren't doing much exercise. Now, of course, I'm a big advocate of exercise. The book has simple exercises that only takes 30 minutes a few days a week. You can break up the 30 minutes. I make it as easy and accessible as possible, but still, some people don't have the time or are not inclined to do it. They're still going to lose weight. You know, they'll lose, you know, 10 pounds instead of, you know, 13 or 14 pounds, but they're still going to lose weight.
Well, the book is great. It really is. And in fact, you reminded me that we have two copies that we're giving away that you so graciously sent to us. Anyone out there who would like a copy, be one of the first callers, 214-787-1190. That's 214-787-1190. Okay, so let's continue on with this. So, you know, in the book, you have snacks in here about choosing snacks from below. It says, and eat them whenever you want during your feeding window when you're not intermittent fasting. And these are all like wonderful options in here. You give like a cup of watermelon. Who doesn't love watermelon and red onion salad? Throw in some red onions. And see, I Freudian slip there. I want to push the olive oil. But what kind of oil do you recommend, Dr. Smith, like on something like this watermelon red onion salad?
Yeah. So, you know, you can have extra virgin olive oil. You can have a balsamic vinaigrette. We actually, I put a recipe in the book to make your own honey balsamic vinaigrette, which is delicious. It is so good, but it's a clean recipe. It has less calories than what you'll buy in the store.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you want to stay away from creamy dressings, creamy vinaigrettes. That's very important because a lot of processed ingredients in these creamy sauces and also a lot of calories. So the book really helps you understand how not just to make healthier choices, but still not compromise on the taste. Because when people hear the word healthy, mm-hmm. they automatically think that it's not going to be tasty. And that's not the case. What I want people to know, and with Clean and Lean, is that, yes, you can eat, you know, foods that are cleaner, that are more wholesome, but they're still going to be tasty. And there are tons of spices and herbs you can add to food. And what's interesting is that in our Facebook group, you know, people say to me, wow, I thought I was going to be hungry during the fasting period of the day, but I'm not. Because there's so much food to eat during the feeding or eating window of the day, and those foods are so full of fiber and protein, which is what makes you feel full longer.
Mm-hmm. Are there any food items or ingredients that you say never eat? For example, I've heard that you should like really never eat corn, that corn makes you gain weight. Is that true?
That is not true. You know, you want to make sure that you don't have GMO corn. Because we think that GMO products could potentially have long-term effects on our health. But corn in of itself is not something that's contraindicated for most people. Now, what I do say, however, is there are things like processed flour, white flour. You want to avoid that as much as possible. Once again, you're not going to live your whole life not having some of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you have a choice of going with a white bread, you want to choose 100% whole wheat or whole grain bread. Because, listen, on this program, you can have bread. You can have pasta. You can have whole grain or whole wheat pasta. And the reason for that is that when flour is processed, the white flour is processed, it really increases your glycemic index, which mm-hmm. is how fast the food converts to sugar once you eat it inside of your blood. So we want to make sure we're eating lower GI or glycemic index foods. So, you know, I also say that you should reduce the amount of frying, no frying. You know, you should grill and bake and saute your food.
Mm-hmm.
Soda, you know, there's no nutritional value whatsoever in soda, whether it's diet soda or regular soda. It just does no good for you. So I say to avoid sodas. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to get people, once again, not to eat or drink perfectly, but to make smarter decisions so that it really can have a positive impact on not just how they feel, but how they look and what happens on the scale.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, somebody on the show wanted me to ask you about popcorn. Is that a healthy snack or not?
Yes, popcorn is a whole grain. Now, what's unhealthy is what we do to popcorn. So, you know, we load popcorn with butter and tons of salt. That takes an extremely naturally God-given healthy food, and it makes it unhealthy. And so, one, you should try to get air pop popcorn. If you want to add a little bit of salt, it's not going to kill you, but you really don't need a lot of salt. You know, take a little bit of salt, add it to your popcorn, mix it up, and popcorn is great. You could eat 3 cups of popcorn for snack and still not consume more than 150 calories.
Mm-hmm. Well, not if you're like me and you put a ton of butter on it. So how bad is that? You know, because you hear controversial things about butter. It's good. It's bad. What do you think about butter?
Well, I think that butter is better than margarine.
Absolutely.
You know, because margarine has trans fats in it. So you want to stay away from things like margarine. But, you know, having some butter, I don't think in a long term is going to be harmful to your health. But I think if you're consuming large amounts, of course, then obviously you're increasing the amount of fat intake. You're increasing your chance of having atherosclerosis, which is, you know, plaque inside of your artery. So, mm-hmm. you know, I eat butter, by the way. It's just you have to eat things in moderation.
Well, you know, one of the things I was so excited about today is, because I don't think we've ever really talked about this at length with anyone, is condiments. Condiments are huge. Condiments are everywhere. You should see all the ones that I pulled out of my own refrigerator. I've got everything from Pretty Thai sweet chili sauce to habanero, a condiment made in Texas, Schlormer House sweet hot mustard, Dijon mustard. I've got organic tamari, wing thyme, medium buffalo wing sauce. I've got sriracha. And then I've got, of course, the Primal Kitchen has some really great products that are unsweetened, the golden barbecue sauce and their spicy ketchup. And then I have, you know, of course, I got to have some hot sauce in my refrigerator. But, you know, do you have all, is this typical, is this a typical American thing? Or does this, is, do other countries do this? I don't even know. Because we seem like America's obsessed with condiments.
Yeah, so it's very American. You know, I travel the world a lot. I mean, other countries obviously eat condiments, but the way, you know, the abundance of the condiments and the quality of the condiments are quite unique for America. One thing I will say for sure is that what I tell people is look at the back of the label of these condiments. Mm-hmm. And if that contains more than five ingredients, it's not a very clean a clean condiment. And I give recipes in the book for making clean condiments. But, you know, the other part of it is people say, how can vegetarians be overweight? You know what I mean? And what I say to people all the time is that if you look at the condiments that they're using, okay, that's why they can be overweight. Because you can take something that is low calorie, completely healthy, and then add all these sauces and condiments that add 200-300 calories mm-hmm. to something that was only 150 or 200 calories. And now you're looking at a 500-calorie plate. Simply because you added all those different condiments. So, you know, I like spices, I like herbs, but and by the way, there are healthy condiments.
There are.
But this requires it requires just a couple of minutes of reading the back of the label and looking at the ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want added sugars. You don't want all these kind of synthetic chemicals, these artificial sweeteners. You don't want that. You want it to be as natural as possible.
Well, I'm looking at a bottle of habanero condiment made in Texas. It's called Yellow Bird Sauce, and the ingredients are organic carrots, onions, habanero peppers, organic distilled vinegar, garlic, organic cane sugar, tangerine juice concentrate, salt, lime concentrate. That's it. Thumbs up, Dr. Smith?
Yeah, that's thumbs up. I mean, there is some sugar in there, but the amount of sugar is not a lot. Also, by the way, so yes, thumbs up for sure. Let me tell you a little trick, too, by the way. The when you look at the back of the label and it gives you the ingredients are listed in descending order of amount. So whatever is first is the most, it has the highest concentration of that particular ingredient. So sugar wasn't one or two, which is good. It was further down the list, which means that it's not as abundant as if it were one or two. So, yes, I would give a thumbs up for sure for that.
Okay, what about soy sauce? How many? Look how we eat. I think Americans eat more soy sauce than Asians, I swear.
Love soy sauce.
I love soy sauce. So I have an organic tamari gluten-free soy sauce with reduced sodium, said made with 100% whole soy. Is this a good product?
Do you have it with you right now?
Yeah. Yeah, let me read.
How much sodium is in there?
Let's see. Doctor.
Oh no.
My gosh. 700 milligrams, 29% in one tablespoon of what you should be consuming in a day. Wow.
There you go.
Jeez.
There you
okay.
go.
Well, we're going to go through some more of these when you're going to stay with us, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Such a pleasure. Dr. Ian Smith, he is the author of the number one New York Times bestselling Shred Diet books, The Clean 20, and his newest book, Clean and Lean, 30 Days, 30 Foods, A New You. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, ketogenic metabolic nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. KetoMed.com. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, and I have Dr. Ian Smith on the line with us. He is the author of the number one New York Times bestselling Shred Diet books and The Clean 20. His newest book, Clean and Lean, 30 Days, 30 Foods, A New You, is wonderful. I have it here with me. We're giving away two copies. Call us. Be one of the first callers, 214-787-1190. We may have already given them away. I did not ask that question yet, but call us anyway. Maybe you have a question for Dr. Ian Smith, but he has served two terms on President Obama's Council on Fitness, Sports, and Nutrition. He has created two national health initiatives, the 50 Million Pound Challenge and the Makeover Mile. He is a graduate of Harvard, Columbia, and the University of Chicago's Pritzker School of Medicine. He is currently the medical contributor and co-host of the nationally syndicated television show, The Rachel Ray Show, and you can find his websites at shredlife.com and drIanSmith.com, on Twitter at Ian Smith, and Instagram at Dr. Ian Smith. We're talking about Clean and Lean, his newest book, New York Times bestseller. This is an incredible book. It really is. There's so much information in here, you guys. It's a fantastic book. Today, we're talking specifically about snacks and condiments, and we're going to get to a little bit of intermittent fasting here. Before the break, we were actually reading the labels of condiments, and we discovered high amounts in sodium in some of them and sugar. And so I'm going to ask you this, Dr. Smith. What are some other ingredients specifically in condiments that we really should stay away from?
Well, it really is about the sugars. So there are a lot of sugars that people don't realize are sugars. And in the book, I give a list of some of the names of the sugars. But, you know, things like erythritol, is problematic. When you see the OL in the word, it's typically an artificial sweetener.
Mm-hmm.
And so people should be careful of that. MSG, of course, is very concerning, monosodium glutamate. You have to be careful of. And so, you know, all these different kind of processed ingredients that you can't pronounce. Typically, if you can't pronounce it and you don't recognize it, it's probably an artificial chemical. And we have to be very careful of consuming these because they really can disrupt our hormones. I mean, that's extremely important for people to know that. People are confused as to why they're not losing weight, even though they think they're eating healthy. And it may not be that they're eating too many calories, but it's that they're eating foods that have all these different chemicals in them.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and children eat so much ketchup. And I have to say, I found a product. I don't typically do this, but it's spicy ketchup by Primal Kitchen. It's organic and it's unsweetened. And I don't know if you've had it, Dr. Smith, but it is incredible. Have you ever had it?
I've never had it, but it sounds good. Good to me.
Well, let me read the ingredients. Organic tomato concentrate, organic balsamic vinegar. It sounds like you concocted this. less than 2% of salt, organic jalapeno powder, organic spices, organic onion powder, and organic garlic powder. That's all that's in it, and it's fantastic.
Well, see, this is what I mean by having a product that has very small amount of ingredients in there, and then you look at those ingredients. And ingredients don't have to be organic, by the way, but they have to be what they are. You know what I mean? I mean, you can recognize all those things that are in that, you know, in that ingredients list. And that's what's really important. And that's how you become a better food detective.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that. A food detective. Well, speaking of food detectives, you know, I have to ask you this, going back to the MSG and why we need to be aware of it, because so many people say that there is nothing to worry about. And there was a recent story that Chick-fil-A puts it in their food, which, of course, Chick-fil-A is a very successful chicken chain in America. They might even be worldwide now. I don't even know. But what about MSG? Should we be concerned?
MSG, has been a concern for a long time. You typically find it also, by the way, in a lot of Chinese food, but even a lot of Chinese restaurants are, you know, not allowing, it's called, by the way, monosodium glutamate. And basically it's the salt version of an amino acid, which is glutamate. And it can occur naturally in foods, by the way, like you can find it naturally in tomatoes and cheeses, but it's often made in a laboratory for commercial reasons. And it's used around the world. And the reason why people use it, by the way, it's a flavor enhancer. So you commonly can find it in canned vegetables and soups and processed meats and Chinese foods. And, you know, it's interesting. The FDA basically has classified it as generally regarded as safe. That's their terminology, generally regarded as safe. But it's still very controversial. I mean, there have been reports of people having headaches, heart palpitations, chest pain, nausea, weakness, and sweating.
Mm-hmm.
And so people can have reactions to MSG, at least anecdotally. So it has been controversial. And so the majority of people recommend not eating foods containing MSG. And in fact, a lot of manufacturers are aware of this and they're letting you know no MSG on the label, so you are aware that it's free of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate you clarifying for us, because there is a lot of confusion around so many of these ingredients, and in part because the FDA, you know, allows a lot of these things to get passed that maybe shouldn't be. And especially, I worry so much about children with their little bodies, you know, getting mm-hmm. so many contaminants in their food. You know, when we began speaking this afternoon about your book, Clean and Lean, you talked about one of the main things, or two of the top things in this book that you focus on, are reducing processed foods and intermittent fasting. Intermittent fasting has become very popular, along with like the ketogenic diet. Traditionally, people do both together. So what do we need to know about intermittent fasting?
So intermittent fasting is not starvation. That's very important to know. Intermittent fasting means you're going to choose a window of the day where you're going to be doing all your eating. In this case, with Clean and Lean, you get 3 meals and 3 snacks. Then you're going to choose a window of the day where you're going to do your fasting. Fasting means you can't have any food calories. You can have water. You can have herbal tea or coffee with some organic milk, but you don't want to exceed 25 calories in your beverage. And the reason why it works is because when you are fasting, your body has no energy from food on board.
Mm-hmm.
But your body always needs energy, so it has to go somewhere to get the energy. Well, guess where your body goes? It goes to your fat, because fat is a storage form of energy. So if the body's not getting food energy, it will break down your fat instead and use that for energy. And that's why intermittent fasting shows that people can reduce their belly fat, reduces the inflammation in the body, reduces the body's resistance to the insulin hormones effect, and it also improves asthmatic symptoms as well as learning and memory. So intermittent fasting, you set your own schedule. The Clean and Lean book will help you. But let's say, for example, you want to do a 12-hour fast and a 12-hour feeding window. Let's say you get up at 6 o'clock in the morning, then you wouldn't start eating until 8. And so from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. would be your feeding or eating window. And then from 8 p.m. wrap around through the night to 8 a.m. will be your fasting window. And you have to be respectful of those times. You can't change it every day because your body has to get into the groove. So that would be an example of a 12-hour feeding window and a 12-hour fast. Some people fast for 14 hours. Some people just fast for 10 hours. You do what's comfortable for you.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the longer your fast, the more time you're going to spend in your fat burning zone, and the faster you're going to drop your body fat.
Yeah. I like to do like a 14 or 16 hour, and then I almost signed up, but I'd been sick the last couple of weeks with shingles. Unfortunately, I don't know if you heard the opening of the show. Yeah, it nearly killed me, Dr. Smith.
But, it was rough.
At least it felt like it was going to kill me. But I was supposed to start this 3-day fast on Saturday night, but I just couldn't do it because then I had my daughter's 15th birthday party coming up, and I thought, no, this isn't a good time. But they say that this 3-day fast is supposed to do amazing things for your body. What do you say to that?
Well, I think that fasts are wonderful, but you know, fasting shouldn't be going extended period of time, like 24, like 48, 72 hour fast. That could be dangerous because you're being malnourished. And we need to have phytonutrients. We need to have these important, you know, God-given elements that are in nature. We need to have these in our body to survive. And even though you may think you feel okay, at the cellular level inside of your body is wreaking havoc because it's not getting what it needs. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, the way we're doing it in Clean and Lean, where you're alternating periods of eating, periods of fasting, periods of eating, that's a healthy way of doing it because you're never going to go more, you know, than 12 to 14 hours without having, you know, some food in your system. And that's the key. You need to have that energy injection into your body. But I also want to say that, you know, the beauty of Clean and Lean is the flexibility. So, you know, whether you're a diabetic or gluten-free, whether you're a vegetarian, vegan, pescatarian, it doesn't matter. You can swap foods in and out. And programs that are more rigid, that, you know, require you to eat certain things, they totally eliminate food categories like carbohydrates, they can be very, very difficult to follow. And I'm more interested in you being able to do a plan for the long term, rather than just getting short-term results.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's been great having you on the show. I just love your delivery. You know, you're so down to earth, and that's what people really need, I think, to understand, you know, and absorb, no pun intended, you know, all the information out there, and just get like some simple, practical advice. And that's what your book, Clean and Lean, does. I highly recommend it. 30 Days, 30 Foods, A New You. Thank you so much, Dr. Smith. It's always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me. Nice talking to you. Hope to talk to you soon.
All right. Hope to talk to you again soon, too. This is a great book, you guys. And we have one more copy. Gary from Plano, thank you for calling in. We've got one more copy, 214-787-1190. And we've got Sam Morris coming up talking about addiction and the road to recovery. You don't want to miss it. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. After work is over. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. KetoMed, ketogenic metabolic nutrition. Use the code OLR for $40 off and free shipping. KetoMed.com. Honest Hemp, happy, healthy, honest CBD. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Nature's Plate, plant-based meals to go. Paleo Magazine, Wellbeing Journal, and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray and Aviana Barrientos, and we have a very special guest today, Sam Morris. Before I introduce him, I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter. And I'm actually going to put in some paleo thin mint cookie recipe that I found a couple of weeks ago. Look at how yummy they are.
Oh,
those look good.
Yeah, they do.
Can make them for the 4th of July. But yeah, I'm going to include that in the newsletter. But to listen to the show, you can also go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors. Great company, the companies that care about you, that bring this programming to you. Great companies like Sun Warrior, Honest Tempt, KetoMed, Nature's Plate, Paleo Magazine, The Wellbeing Journal, the International Society of Sports Nutrition, and Thorne Research. Okay, Sam Morris is the founder of Telos Lifestyle Coaching. He specializes in coaching people through the early stages of recovery from addiction. Sam is also a certified mindset coach, a certified mindfulness practitioner, a certified personal trainer, and a certified nutritionist. His website is teloslifestyle.com. That's T-E-L-O-S lifestyle.com. Such an honor to have you with us today, Sam. How are you doing?
I'm great. Such an honor to be on you, too. Thank you for having me.
Well, this is a big topic, and you're welcome. And this is a huge topic for so many families out there listening. Addiction and the road to recovery. You know, and I really, like I said, appreciate you joining us today to talk about this topic. It's very personal because you struggled yourself. So can you tell us a little bit about your story and how you got where you are now?
Yeah, so I grew up in Vermont, and when I grew up there, I was born with a lot of illnesses. Major allergies, severe asthma, and spent a lot of time in the hospital and a lot of time basically feeling isolated and different from all my peers.
Mm-hmm.
And so going through high school and into college, I developed severe social anxiety, just kind of carried that isolation with me into the early stages of adulthood. And then as I went through my 20s, everything was okay. It was there was a lot of heavy drinking, a lot of partying, a lot of stuff, but no real consequences. And then when I approached my early 30s, I got a DUI when I was 33, and then my first trip to rehab. And that was kind of like, there's a steady decline, I'd say, from 25 to 33, and then that was kind of falling off a cliff.
Mm-hmm.
And so for the next 5 years, I was in and out of rehabs, in and out of jail, a few nights here, a few nights there. I spent 7 nights in jail one time.
Wow.
Hospital stays from things like falling off the balcony, falling off a balcony. So the consequences just magnified tenfold.
Wow.
once I saw off that cliff. And then when I was 38, it was November 21st, 2012, and it was 4 a.m. and I was
staring at a bunch of drugs and a big bottle of alcohol, and I just had a, they call it a moment of clarity, and I said, I can't do this anymore. I can't do this to my family. I can't do this to myself. I can't do this to my relationships, of which I had very few at that point. And I made a call to 911, and that was the end of my road there, and the beginning of my new road into sobriety. And
wow.
Six and a half years. Started off, I moved to San Francisco right after that, after two rehabs and a sober living.
Mm-hmm.
Moved out west to San Francisco, and it was great because as soon as I got to San Francisco, my life, I built my life around recovery, and my life just, everything fell into place, and I became a personal trainer. And then after about 4 years of that, I decided that I wanted to do more. I loved helping people with nutrition and fitness,
mm-hmm.
but I knew that addiction was a huge issue. And I said, you know, I want to be a life coach. And I said, well, which direction do I want to take the life coaching? Because it's such a general topic.
Wow.
And so on June 30th of last year, actually, just about a year ago, I woke up on a Saturday morning and I got a call that my sister had passed away from alcoholism.
Oh, wow.
And so right then, pretty much, I decided, like, I need to help.
So many people.
I need to help people avoid this.
Well, you know,
like,
what?
It doesn't have to get to that point.
No, it doesn't. And, you know, I recently, I was going to ask you what you think about AA. I recently went with a friend of mine to my first AA meeting ever as a support. And I was astounded by what I discovered and saw. It was very sobering, no pun intended, and so beautiful, you know, so beautiful. So many people coming together and having a place where they feel, you know, somewhat cohesive and normal in some way. They're all suffering together. What do you think about AA and the 12-step program?
I love it. It saved my life. It's something that I based my life on. I've been through the steps multiple times in the past 6 years. I'm actually going through them with a friend of mine right now.
Wow.
There's magic in AA. There's magic in that what you just talked about. Like, there's a part in the big book where they talk about how it's like everyone in AA is the passengers on a cruise ship that just had they just sank and they all survived. It's like we all survived this like massive, massive trauma, and together we recover. And to have that, to go into a room where you know that, like, I mean, it could be anybody like me, or it could be a 21-year-old kid or a 65-year-old guy. And we are all different from different places, different backgrounds, different stories, but at the base, we all came through something.
Mm-hmm.
And now we get to share our experience with it. We get to share our experience, strength, and hope is what they call it.
Wow. And the big book. I never knew what the big book was until, like I said, about a month ago when I went to an AA meeting for the first time. And so from your experience, are all the people who struggle with addiction also battling depression?
To say all is a big term, but I would say very many people do, yes.
Yeah.
Anxiety and depression. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say alcohol causes depression, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a depressant.
Yeah.
You know? It's like I always make the analogy, like, if you have one donut, you know, every month, you're not going to get fat. But if you eat five donuts every day, you're going to get fat.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you can control your drinking, you know, you're not going to get depressed. But when you're an alcoholic and you just drink to that excess, like, it hits the nervous system, it hits the brain, it hits everything. So, yeah. It's kind of the chicken or the egg concept a lot of times, is what came first, the heavy drinking or the depression? Does the depression cause the drinking, or does the drinking cause the depression?
Yeah.
And then the behaviors around the drinking when you're an alcoholic are so shameful and so regretful that it spins you out into that depression too.
Mm-hmm. Well, what do you work on first with someone who is seeking recovery?
How they got there. The first thing we look at is, like, what, like, in your life, like, what are the events? And I always go back all the way to basically, you know, early childhood, as far as I can remember, too. And I pick 3 to 5 events from each 5 to 10 year period of their life and just say, like, what are the ones that stick with you? Not every event, but what are the ones that stick with you? And we go positive and negative, too. So find out what events led up to your addiction and then the behaviors around your addiction. And then we find out exactly where they are right now, whether that's one day sober not sober or 60 days sober, 6 months sober. Mm-hmm. And just find out exactly where they are right now, because you cannot begin anywhere except where you are.
Well, you know, I believe that the power of forgiveness has something to do with this process as well, because we all do carry so much from our childhood, and there are no perfect parents. And so I think the ability to forgive anyone that's ever harmed you or hurt you in any way is a powerful part of this, or a big part of it. Would you agree?
Absolutely agree, 100%. And the one thing about forgiveness is, yes, to forgive those people, but also to forgive yourself.
Yeah.
You know, like, don't beat yourself up and think I'm a bad person, because, you know, it's always alcoholism and addiction have this stigma of those are bad people.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
mm-hmm.
not bad people. They're sick people.
Yeah.
So, well, it's not bad people trying to go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, no, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I apologize. But I know we've only got about a minute, and I read that you got cancer twice, and you're going to have to come back, because I just love your story. I do. So you got cancer twice. Can you talk about this quickly?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, for sure. And I would love to come back. So the first time was in 2009, and I had an ulcer on my tongue, and I have never smoked or dipped or no tobacco products at all. And this ulcer would never go away. So the doctor did a quick biopsy, and he saw that it was squamous cell carcinoma.
Yikes.
But there was no reason for it. It was kind of like you just happened to get cancer. And so then 2 years later, I kept drinking. And then 2 years later, I got another ulcer on the same spot in my tongue, and went back to the doctor. And they said that in the past, like 3 to 5 years, they had determined that binge drinking was a huge cause of oral cancer, throat cancer, that kind of stuff. So it was determined that the drinking had caused the return of the cancer. And then I removed it, and I actually kept drinking, but I'm lucky enough to be cancer-free for 8 years.
Wow. Wow. Well, your story is incredible. It's an inspiration, and you being so candid and open about it, I appreciate it. I know our listeners do. There's so many people out there suffering with addiction, and I hope you'll come back. I just really enjoyed having you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure to be on, and yeah, I would love to come back anytime.
All right. Sam Morris, you can find him at his website, teloslifestyle.com. That's TELOSlifestyle.com. Everyone, you know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.